Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Do you sometimes hear, "You never listen to me," and you know you're listening all the time? Well, today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 22, is titled, How We Can All Feel Listened To. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW. And that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you've always dreamed of. And for those experiencing parental burnout, go to my website, neildbrown.com, and get your free parent-teen relationship assessment to see where your relationship with your teenager stands and what you can do about it right now. Well, I was out for my jog around the Santa Cruz Harbor the other day when I ran into a client I'd seen in therapy like 20 years ago. I'll call her Amy. Well, we chatted, and she told me this story, that in counseling, I had told her it sounded like her husband wasn't meeting any of her emotional needs. Well, Amy said that she was too embarrassed at the time to tell me that she didn't know what emotional needs were. Well, since then, she learned and grew to know more about the world of feelings and emotional needs, but still, at the time, she didn't know what I was talking about. And that got me to thinking that I still take too much for granted with my clients, and that things that I've learned over 40 years of being a therapist aren't necessarily knowledge and skills that everyone has or should be expected to have. Well, this applied and came up as a theme or a pattern that emerged in my counseling office this week, and I'd like to share that with you, and it's on the subject of listening. I've had several families struggle with connecting with each other successfully in large part because they weren't listening to each other. So no one was feeling listened to. And just to be clear, feeling listened to or feeling heard is one of our emotional needs. So, and a big one. So I thought about my conversation with Amy and I realized that I'd been assuming people know what I mean by listening. And when I point out that they need to do more of it, they're lost. So many people haven't been listened to in their lives, so they don't know how to do it for others either. So in all of these sessions, I taught and coached listening skills, and it helped a lot. So let's talk about listening now, because listening can mean many things. You know, if I stop and listen on a walk, I'll hear sounds around me, maybe the cars, the wind, birds, a dog barking. But listening and personal communication is something different. It means more than that. Listening in this context means listening and responding in a way that offers emotional support to the person. So first, we pay attention not only to the words, but to the thoughts and the feelings behind those words. And then letting the other person know that we understand and care about their thoughts and feelings. So in family relationships, this, what I'll call it, empathy for the other person's thoughts and feelings is a critical part of feeling and being connected. And when people talk and they don't experience being listened to, they'll either fight and argue or withdraw and give up on the relationship with real limitations on the connection. Well, let me give you an example of how that might look. Let's take a common situation where you're telling your 15-year-old son that he can't go to the unsupervised party he wants to go to, and he says, "You never let me go anywhere." Well, it would be easy to react and say, "Well, of course I do. You went out with your friends yesterday, and I drove you and Evan over to the skate park on Tuesday, so you get to go to lots of places, just not to an unsupervised party, and that's that." Well, in this case, mom did hear what her son said, but her response didn't help him feel listened to or understood. What if mom listened to the feelings below the words and responded with, "I know you're upset and disappointed. Some of your friends will be going, and it sounds fun and exciting to you, and you want to be part of all that. And I want you to know that unsupervised parties for teenagers are very dangerous and that often parents don't know about them, and the damage happens to houses, and I'm not going to contribute to that. And then kids do things and take risks that are dangerous, and very often there's drinking and use of other drugs. It's an unhealthy, often out of control situation. Sometimes kids text and other kids come up and it really can get out of control. So in this case, her son still isn't going, but mom empathized with his feelings and explained her reasoning. And he still might not be in a great mood about it, but at least he doesn't feel shut down. And while he's not going to like the result, he at least heard mom's reasoning, and that can help him learn from that too. So the listening that mom did was to the thoughts and feelings that were underneath her son's words, and that was what was really going on for him. Not that his mother never let him go anyplace, just that he really wanted to go to this party. Well, let's have another example. Let's have a wife talking to her husband, and she says, "Jack, when you tell me Saturday morning that you're off to go golfing, it's just more of you making our family and the kids my problem, and you're not taking any responsibility. If this is our family, you need to participate." And then husband says, "What do you mean not participate? I do tons for this family. I told you I might be going golfing, but Rick wasn't sure about his travel schedule. And then at the last minute, he said yes, so we're playing. Why is that such a big deal?" Well, how'd that work out? Not so good. How about if Jack were to say, "Hey, I'm sorry, Ann. This didn't come together until the last minute. I shouldn't have said yes without coordinating with you. I know you need support, and I miss you and the kids too. You're there for the kids and for me all the time, and you need a break, so I understand why you're upset." Well, that's a big difference, right? When we listen, but we don't help the other person feel empathized with or know that we care about their feelings, it creates alienation, it creates arguments, and have you ever heard the term control battles before? Well, it creates those. And when we respond first with some acknowledgement of the other person's thoughts and feelings, we help the other person feel better, and we avoid fights, and we build connection, and we end or avoid control battles. So you may be thinking, is this realistic? Can I really do this every time there's an objection or a problem? Probably not, but let's do this. Maybe you won't have time or energy to be fully present and empathetic for everyone every time. I certainly don't have the energy or the time for that. But let's at least commit to doing a light version of listening so that at the very least the other person feels acknowledged and because of that, at least somewhat cared about. So before going into any argument or explaining yourself or getting upset with someone, acknowledge their feelings in some simple way. For instance, you've told your daughter to come to set the table and she's staying on her phone. Well, rather than, "How many times do I need to call you?" try, "Hey, I know it's hard to stop when you're texting with your friends, but I need you to come to the table now so it doesn't hold up dinner." We acknowledged her situation, and that's it. How about this? Your partner says, "How can you say that?" Well, rather than justify what you just said, you simply say, "Hey, I see you're upset, and I care about that. And now explain why you said what you said or what you meant." So let's just try acknowledgement of what the person said or their feelings in a very simple way for just 1 week. And at the end of the week, let's see if your arguments go down and the connections feel better. I'm pretty darn sure they will. Well, now you might be thinking, "Neil, I can do all the work and help everyone else feel heard. What about me? When will I get listened to?" Well, obviously we can't grab someone by the shirt collar and say, "Listen to me or else," because that's not going to work very well. We don't usually get empathy from that. But have faith. If you lead, others may just follow. Well, I need to say thank you, Amy. It was really great running into you, no pun intended. And I'm grateful for your honest feedback because I'm a better therapist for it. And now, If you've got a question or a topic you'd like to hear about, go to neildbrown.com and enter it there. I'd love to hear from you. And while you're there, get your free parent-teen relationship assessment to see where your relationship with your teenager stands. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.